the things that were discussed in this week's President's Club call, kind of to facilitate opening up a can of worms. And what I mean by that is we're going to take the next 15, 20 minutes or so, and I want to discuss what you want to discuss. This is what we call Open Line Saturday, and what I mean by that is that if there's issues about the Kens and cookware, if there's issues about the water bottles, how come we don't have them back? If you placed an order last week and it didn't arrive, let's talk about these things. Because I think most of us are dealing with some of the same issues. That will allow us to become better wellness consultants and move forward. We're going to talk about the convention, the upcoming convention. And if you have not registered, let's come up with a few reasons why you have not. I don't think we need to discuss all the reasons why. That's a brainer. But let's figure out the reasons. If you're an Ekin wellness consultant, if you're serious about this, then let's discuss how come you have it. We still have a couple people that haven't muted your line. And again, if you're on the line, and if you have not heard those magic words, your line has been muted, *6 will do the job. So if you're listening and you haven't heard, your line has been muted, then hit that, *6, and that will take care of it. Okay, so now we're approaching 100 people online, which is just almost 100 lines to get sure chaos, but I think we can run through this. And at any given point, I know there's other President's Club members on the call, and if there's something you want to add or subtract, well, you can't really subtract it, but if there's something you want to add to what I'm sharing about what took place on Wednesday's call, please chime in. I'd love to have your input. That goes for any of you out there that were on that call. First of all, upcoming Rhythm event on August 23rd. It's a little over a month away. If you're planning, if you're silver and above and you want to host one of these, registration is now open to host a Rhythm event in your area. Now, ideally, Ekin is looking to have 50 to 75 people at each one of these events because that really builds the momentum and it builds the synergy of having, rather than just a dozen people in the room saying, yeah, we're going to host an event. Now, you can always do other ones in and around it, but if you want to host an official Rhythm of Ekin quarterly event, they really like you to, commit to having 50 to 75 people and sometimes even more. But if you're just starting out in your area and there's never been one, well, hey, 50 people would be fantastic of a target. And there's plenty of diamonds and royal ambassadors that nobody has ever asked to come be a guest speaker. So if you've got people in your upline, but it's been a while, or maybe they were with you last week, but you thought, hey, they'd be a good draw to invite, or somebody that's not in your upline. You can take me off that request list because I like to be home in the summertime, but there's lots of other people that would like to get away from their home. Anybody down in the south would like to escape the heat and the humidity, and maybe they might want to come north, so invite them. But registration is already open, and this is something to keep in mind when you're inviting people. Is there will be a special something for that day only. So write that down. There will be a special something for that day only. I'm going to leave it at that because I don't know any more of the details and I don't want to know any more of the details. But if you're part of that Rhythm event on August 23rd, there's going to be worth your while to be there. And use that as leverage to invite other people, whether they're wellness consultants that are already on board, whether they're members, or whether they're retail customers. Invite them and say, hey, I don't know any of the details, but I've heard. And you can always try and glean more information out of, your upline President's Club member. And they may or may not know. Maybe they're part of the leadership council and they have a little bit more of an inside scoop. And you can, waterboard them or, shove sharp objects under their fingernails and torture them to get them to bleed, give up that information, and they do it. But there will be a special something for that day only. The incentives linked to the 21 Club are being streamlined, and that's going to be a big focus of that day on August 23rd that will be announced. And, one other thought on the Rhythm event, this is what keeps us going in our 90-day cycles. This 90-day cycle that we're in right now will be ending in 12 days, and it'll start back up August 1st. And so 22 days later, after that next cycle, it really gives us, as we're introducing people and saying, well, I'm on my next three, it's like a job review. You know, they do them quarterly or every 6 months or annually. You work for that company with the mentality that, okay, I'm going to have my six-month review coming up, so there's some goals I have that I want to change. Well, the Rhythm event is no different, and that's what we're working towards. So on August 23rd, you want to have that mentality, okay, this is the next one, and that's what we're focusing on. And so it's, as a wellness consultant, if you're on this call or if you're listening to it via CD, it's a no-brainer. You're going to want to be there, okay, and especially to hear what's going to be next. Regarding the convention, we had, in the month of June, we had twice as many winners as we did in May. So we are ramping up. Now, here's the key. With the 12 days that we have left in July, is it too late to ramp up and win either part or all of the convention? No. Take a look back at what you created personal group volume-wise in May. Add that to June's volume and then say, okay, what do I have to do? What would be the bare minimum I would have to do to make that 5,000 PGV mark to win one free ticket? Or what would I need to do to generate 10,000 to pick up two free tickets? Or what would I need to do to generate 20,000 personal group volume in the next 12 days, adding again to what I've already generated in May and June to pick up a free ticket and two free nights in the hotel? Look at the incentives. And again, here we get into some fun stuff because there's a couple people that need to hit star 6. If you're dialing your fax line or if you're just joining the call, star 6 will mute you out. You know, you need to hear those three magic words. Your line has been muted. And that'll make it less stable. That status that we're seeing now is a little on the irritating side. Okay, so if you're on the call, or if you dialed in and you fell asleep, maybe you should wake up and get rid of that.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
Okay, you can't say that again. Try. We made it the whole 12 minutes, so I'm really proud of you. But again, like I said, all it takes is one, and it kind of mucks it up for the rest of us. So I apologize for having to put it in presentation mode. So what I'll do is I'll share my thoughts on developing a healthy mind, and then at the end of the call, I'll open up. So everybody will have to endure the chaos of that one person. All it takes is one bad apple to spoil the bunch, and all we needed was one, and sure enough, it did the job. So let me get back on track here. Regarding the convention, you know, there's a lot of reasons. You know, Nikan put this great flyer in with our orders that you get. It's got Shannon Miller, a golden opportunity on one side, and then it's got top reasons to attend the 2008 Nikan North American Convention. I mean, we can come up with all these reasons, but look at it from this perspective. If you're not going, what are the reasons why you're not going? It's kind of like, and I'm not going to get too preachy on you or too spiritual on you, but when you look at in the book of Matthew, when Jesus challenged his disciples and his followers and said, look, go into all the world. Well, as somebody who believes that and adheres to the Christian faith, you kind of have to read that from the other perspective and say, okay, if that was the original challenge, if that was the original directive, what are the reasons why I'm not? So if you're not going to the convention, and it's kind of a mandate as a wellness consultant, if you really want to be serious about your Nikan business, or if you simply want to be in the know, we've got a lot of people, and there's lots of us out there that, you know, we're not really looking at doing this as a career. We enjoy sharing the products with people. But I'm not really aggressively looking at it as a full-time career. That's fine. You owe it to yourself to be at the convention, number one, to find out what's going on new, you know, what's going to be introduced over the next year and whatnot, and to get in a rhythm with the whole quarterly event. But just the synergy of being there with several thousand other wellness consultants will just blow your mind. And I've lost count on how many conventions that Stacey and I have been to. Every single time we walk away, and it's really about the people. Sure, the guest speakers are great. All the things that are presented on stage are fantastic, but it's really about the people. And that's what I mean by people. I'm talking about networking with other wellness consultants, swapping business cards, getting to share a meal with them. Some of our dearest friends are people that we met at Nikan events. especially conventions, and just literally bonded with them in a few short days. And these are lifelong friends. These are friends that, you know, if something were to happen to Stacy and I, you know, and we were tied up, we could pick up the phone and call any one of these people and say, hey, do you mind watching our girls for a few days? That's what we're talking about. So the enhanced registration is now open for the convention. Jump online. All the little things are all linked together. I did this yesterday to register for it. It took me all of 5 minutes, if even that. And go ahead and you can, there's discounts, and you should have received an email a few days ago from Nikan regarding the discounts on the hotel. Take a look at the hotel and the facility. It's quite impressive. Is it spendy? Yes. You get what you pay for. This is not a Motel 6. They're going to do more than just leave the light on for you. Okay, and, you know, I would pad in, like we're doing, a few days prior, maybe a couple days after, or, you know, one way or the other, to actually enjoy Florida in October, because about that time of year, it's going to start getting cold in the northern part of the country, or in Canada, and so it would be kind of a nice last hurrah before you head back and, you know, blast into the fall. And one other thing on the convention is the box lunches. Yes, they're $25, yeah. It may be a little steep, but it may, out of convenience, because of minimal time for lunch breaks, yes, there are several restaurants in the facility, but a box lunch when you've got several thousand people all in one place could be the way to go to really maximize your time, so that once the morning sessions are done, you can have plenty of time to make it to the afternoon session. So recommend that for the time-wise. Yeah, you're going to spend a little more than you normally would. However, convenience-wise will greatly outweigh that. So that's my thoughts on the what took place. So if you had anything run through your mind, just kind of tuck it away, and we'll open up the line in a few minutes. And I want to go back. You know, when we look at the five pillars of health, healthy mind, body, family, finances, and society, a lot of people, if we've not experienced humans being more, a lot of people think, well, that's a great, you know, motto, or that's a great mission statement. But with Nikan, it's so much more than that. As wellness consultants, when we get to the point where we really understand what balance is about, what it's all about in those five areas, it really will change your perspective on who you are. That's the number one important thing. And then secondly, on how you relate and react to other people and how other people perceive you. And that's the biggest thing, because, again, using another biblical analogy, God's commanded to us is, you know, you should lay the golden rule, love your neighbor as yourself, or do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Well, if we don't like ourselves, well, therein lies the problem. Looking at the healthy mind, what does it mean to develop a healthy mind? Well, something I learned a long, long time ago from quite a well-known gentleman by the name of Dave Stoltzfus, is the aspect of journaling. In order to keep our minds sharp and keep them intact at the top of their game, we've got to be utilizing them. And what I mean by that is, if we're not putting thoughts on paper, and when a thought crosses our mind, you know, I don't journal every single day, but pretty much about 99% of the time it's every day. Sometimes I miss, well, I'll go back. And one of the things that I use to provoke thoughts in my mind is a journal, a daily, I guess you'd call it a daily devotional, called My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers. And I've got the big leather-bound edition that's got wide margins and sections for journaling, and I just write a sentence or two. Something that is going on so I can look back. And as I look back and read what I've written in previous years, it's amazing to think and to see what your mind is doing. And a lot of us don't realize that when we continually think certain ways, well, we're going to continue to get certain results. As Henry Ford said, you know, long, long time ago, whether you think you can or you think you cannot, either way, you're right. It's whatever, it's the power of the mind. And we have to continually be sharpening it and continually be saying, okay, I'm going to take the next step. You know, it's like a car. A car, as great as it is, it doesn't do any good when it's in neutral. You know, if we don't put it in reverse or forward, it's not going to get us from point A to point B. Now, obviously, you can go in reverse and get there, but it's a little awkward always looking over your shoulder or relying on your mirrors, because you're not going to have quite the ability to do what that car was intended to do. When you put it in drive, or if it's a stick, and you realize how to and understand how to utilize the RPMs to get the gear ratio as far as the RPMs of the car, you can maximize that vehicle to get you where you want to go. It's our lives. Is our mind being challenged every day? Is it passive or is it aggressive? You know, we have to make the decision every single day, where do we want to be? It's for Stacy and I, our mission statement, and this is something that came out of Human Seeing More, first time we ever went through it years ago, right after we were married. This was December of 1995, so we're coming up on 13 years of that, and we sat down and penned, you know, the purpose of our lives is to glorify God and worship Him with all of our hearts, and our mission to accomplish that is to live our lives every day to their fullest potential, knowing that we will leave a living legacy for future generations. It's the everyday making that decision to live our lives on purpose. And if we don't live them on purpose, then we have nobody else to blame. The biggest part of that is making that decision. You know, do we tune in to the negative, or do we tune in to the positive? I love what Terry Latham taught, you know, when he was doing the Monday night Pathfinder 1 calls, and that the principle of getting through the homework every single week was read 15 minutes in the morning when you first wake up and 15 minutes at night before you go to bed. That simple principle, half an hour a day, and some people think, well, I get to bed and I'm just exhausted. I could never even get, you know, 15 minutes. I'm lucky if I can get a minute and a half. Well, that's fine. But if that's the closing thing that's going into your mind, as opposed to what's on the television, which that is a whole subject in itself, and I'm not going to get on my soapbox, I still watch television. However, I've learned there are certain things you don't want to do, as in input that into your brain and that input that into your computer at the last thing of the day. Discouraging thoughts lower the serotonin levels in our body. So if we've got, if we're trying to develop a healthy mind and we're allowing discouraging and negative things coming in, we're actually affecting the body's chemistry. The flip side of that is declaring the positive in everything will raise the endorphins, will change the chemical and the chemistry makeup in our body, and allow, actually give our body the nitroglycerin, so to speak, the fuel that our bodies need to function at a higher level. It's whatever we choose to dwell in. The phrase garbage in, garbage out, well, it may already be in there, but we don't have to dwell on it. We can make the decision to ignore the negative and go forward. And I was reading this morning, as I always do, the Book of Proverbs is a great one. If you, you know, want to get on a simple Bible reading plan to get some good stuff in, Book of Proverbs is the way to go. Written by one of the greatest wise men in all the world, King Solomon. And I just pick a proverb a day. There's 31, so enough for every day of the month, regardless if it's a short month or a long month. But in chapter 19, it simply says, one of the verses says, discipline your children while you still have time. Indulging them destroys them. Is that any different than what we need to do with our minds? We've got to discipline our minds. We've got to continually be reading. We've got several people right now that are taking part in Humans Being More, whether it's in Seattle or one of the other cities where it's taking place this weekend. You make a choice to go to Humans Being More, even if you've been before. The new version is incredible. But we make a choice to interact and do things that are going to sharpen our minds. One of the greatest statements that I ever heard Dave Johnson say, and I repeat this literally on a weekly basis, is that isn't it interesting that people with the higher incomes and those who seem to kind of be the success in life have smaller televisions and yet bigger libraries? And people that are renting, that are living from apartment to apartment, and they never feel like they can get ahead, what's important to them is that they have a big television, and rarely do you see any books in their home. And I think that is one of the greatest sad points of our culture, especially in North America, is that our focus has been what's taking place in other people's lives, and we lose out on what we can do in our own lives by just simply reading, by taking in things every single day that are going to sharpen our minds and make us better people. So I hope that little challenge on the whole aspect of a healthy mind would inspire you to just, it doesn't have to be a whole big thing. You don't have to say, well, I'm going to go out and buy, 10 of the top-selling books right now, and I'm going to focus and read 3 hours a day. It won't happen. That's not a baby step in the right direction. But if there's little things you can do to sharpen your mind, to make it a better thing, to start dwelling on the positive rather than negative, is every day going to be, a bed of roses and everything wonderful is going to happen? Well, I wish. But if you've had a real crummy day yesterday, well, hey, guess what? You get a new set of 24 hours, and today we get to go forward. Let's focus on the positive. Let's focus on what is right. If you're alive, breath in your lungs, well, hey, congratulations, you get to live another day. We can focus on what's positive rather than allowing all the junk to come into our mind and dwelling on it. It's going to come in anyway, but we choose to ignore it, or whether we choose to believe it, will determine the outcome of our day. So as wellness consultants, let's focus in on what we can do with our minds to sharpen them to make us better wellness consultants, because it will totally, completely change the outcome, not only of your life today, but of your life over the few weeks and months and years. And if you look back, 12 months from now, today, July 19th, 2008, and say, yeah, I tweaked a couple things. I started journaling, and these simple things, reading a little bit in the morning, reading a little bit at night, will change who you are, and it'll change how people perceive you, it'll change whether or not they're attractive to you or they're not attractive to you, and it'll change your business. But bottom line, we all want to become better people, right? So why not change the healthy mind aspect and go on from there? So with that thought, I'm going to open up the line. We've got still about 12, 13 minutes left, as I'd like to finish the call at 40 minutes past the hour. So I'm going to open it up, and before I do that, all of you wonderful people that hit star 6 and muted your line out, you kind of have to do it again. Once I open the line up, because otherwise, for some reason, when I hit and put it in presentation mode, it neutralizes all those people that already were so nice and muted their line. So I'm going to open it up. If you've got a question or a comment, I would like to have both, then we can go ahead and do that.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
Vance?
Good morning.
Good morning. Vance, I have a couple of two questions, really. Basically about...
Justine or... No. Who's asking the question?
Maddie Dash from Delaware.
I knew I recognized the voice, but I was like, okay, I knew Justine was on the phone, but, okay, go ahead, Maddie.
I have a couple questions, and I guess I'm trying to understand, with the new changes in the $19 or something for the preferred customer and the almost $80 for the regular business builder plus whatever packages they want.
Mm-hmm.
When the customer, you get a preferred customer, and it seems to me, maybe I'm wrong, but it seems to me that they can get a 15% discount, and that means that we get a 5% override as opposed to the whole 20%, and they just get the 25% off?
Yeah. The way it works, and it's different, separate the retail amount from the wholesale amount. So when you sign up a member, which is the new version of the preferred customer, it's like people say in our culture, well, 30 or 40 is the new 30. It's like, okay, that's like saying, size 6 is the new size 4. Okay, they're lying. Okay, let's face reality. But with NECN and the member program, what used to be the preferred customer, when somebody enrolls for $19.95 as a member, they are entitled to a 15% discount off of the retail price. Okay? Retail is a 25% markup above wholesale. So we still get a bonus, regardless of our rank, we still get a bonus, a retail bonus of 10%, the difference between wholesale and retail, okay? So because they're getting a 15% discount. And then, depending on your position with NECN, your rank, you will get the additional commission when they're part of your, because they're part of your personal group. Maddie, what rank are you?
Silver.
You're silver. So you're entitled to a 20% commission. So you're going to make the 10%, the difference between the member status and a full retail customer, and then you're going to make an additional 20%. So basically 30% on the point value, or the commissionable volume, I'm sorry, is what you're going to make. So you sell $100, basically you're going to make a 30%, you know, a $30 commission off of that, roughly. Don't hold me.
And the other question, could you give me the wording that you're using now for the, you know, I know I realize that they're giving us the NAG boys and the $49 for the $80, but could you give me, what do you think, people, to explain that now?
Well, if they've never been a part of Nikon, I don't know if there's anything that needs to be explained. You simply say, hey, you know, just like joining Costco or Sam's to become a member, our wellness consultant position is $75 to enroll, and it's $19 to renew every single year. Let me tell you what you get for that $75. Okay?
Oh, okay.
The product that's included in that kit, one of our signature products, the MagBoy, is amazing, and I've got a sheet of testimonies that, you know, this guy in Oregon put together, and I'll get that to you. And I've also got a bunch of testimonies on CD if you'd like to have that, too, which I highly recommend. I'm not trying to get you to buy more CDs, but that's why we did that a few months ago with all the MagBoy testimonies, so people understand what that product is. Well, when you look at the retail amount of that product, if they just wanted to buy that alone, you're going to look, punch the numbers, that the cost of that product, aside from that retail value, the MagBoy, is like $8 or $7 or something, if I remember correctly. So
there's a lot of them. The MagBoys went up since last I bought them. I thought they were $60. They probably went up.
They did. I've got, what do they do with those price changes? Here. The MagBoy.
What a difference.
$55. Retail is $69.
Okay.
So if somebody were to just buy the, you know, it makes sense to have them pay the $75 because they're getting, you know, a $6 difference. So it's a win-win, and again, just as you asked, Maddie, how do you present it? Well, tell them what they're getting in the kit, and then from that point on, they get the products at wholesale. They get to pay the same price you do. That's kind of a no-brainer, you know, when you look at the 11th commandment, thou shalt not pay retail. That's the way to go.
I love that.
So, but great question, Maddie. Appreciate it.
Vance, this is Joan Ruiz from Mount Vernon, Washington.
Good morning, Joan.
Hi. I was wondering, do you have a list of your top 10 favorite books that you use for...
When it comes to network marketing, my number one all-time favorite is Who Stole the American Dream by Burt Hedges. And right behind that, I'm looking at my library right now. Well, anything that Burke has written, but that's my favorite of his. Anything by Andy Andrews. Okay.
Andy Andrews.
And either The Lost Choice or The Traveler's Gift. The Traveler's Gift is patterned a lot like Ogmandino.
Okay.
But and then there's another great book that I really, really enjoy. It's been a while since I've read it, but Unstoppable by Cynthia Kersey. And I don't know.
How do you spell her last name?
Kersey is K-E-R-S-Y-I-A. And I'm looking to see, and it's not on the front of my bookshelf. And then last and definitely not least, anything by my wife's growing up childhood friend would be Joel Osteen. Become a Believer was the second one. Joel Osteen pastors the largest church in America, Lakewood in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
The Best Life Now was his signature best-selling book, and such a huge, huge seller that the publishing company that signed him for his second book, which is also the same publishing company that printed both of Bill and Hillary Clinton's books, they were giving a What was it? They were giving 15% of their sales. Joel was given a contract of 50% and $13 million up front before the book was even penned.
So, wow.
That might give you an idea of the value of what's in it. So,
yeah.
So, but, yeah, anything that he's written. So, there, you know, that, I don't know if that's the top 10, but...
thank you.
But again, if you're reading, you know, and I don't get to read as many books as I want to. I listen to a lot of them on either CD or cassette while I'm outside mowing or doing, you know, yard work.
Uh-huh.
And I do read a lot of periodicals, magazines that I know are going to build me up, Focus on the Family, Guideposts, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Then I just had one other question.
Yes.
We reserved the hotel at Rosin before they came out with that extra
amount. I would go back, because I was looking at it last night. I just go back and cancel that reservation and
okay.
then put in a new one. I don't think it's going to be sold out at this point. I think you're safe. Just call them and say, hey, can you switch me this reservation? Because there's no sense in me paying this rate when Nikim's already brokered this rate.
Okay.
And I'm sure they'll do it for you. They'd have to.
Okay.
If not, then you just cancel and say, okay, well, two can play that game. I'll just cancel it and book it on the new one. I was just trying to make it easier.
I just wanted to make sure it wasn't just an automatic or something.
No.
Okay.
You need to be. And that's something, again, you could negotiate when you show up at the door, and they would be happy to do it.
Right.
Again, this is not a Motel 6.
Right.
I mean, this is a pretty high caliber place.
Oh, yeah. I looked at it online. It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's a nice facility, so...
Okay.
Well, thank you, Joan.
Mm-hmm. Dan?
Yes?
Hi, it's Sarah Lestrapped in Austin.
Well, good morning.
Hi. I have a question about a comp brochure.
Okay.
It seems to me that we don't have a compensation brochure that has a colored comp chart in it anymore.
Uh-huh.
And that's pretty essential for explaining the comp plan to someone. It's pretty difficult to do it with a black and white chart,
yeah.
or without a chart at all. When is that going to happen?
You know, it's funny that I'm laughing because the members of the President's Club, and again, if I could remind everyone, let me identify some sounds. If you're on the phone and you hear these sounds in your living room, that means you didn't hit star 6. If your line hasn't been muted and you didn't hear those three magic words, your line has been muted. Five words, I'm sorry. Please hit star 6. We don't have to listen to what's going on in your living room or in your kitchen. It's the television set that's on that's really driving me nuts. I'm sure I'm the only one that's getting frustrated. But, you know, how can you be on a conference call and be watching a TV at the same time? I mean, if it's your husband or your wife who's watching it, go in a dark room. Go get in the car. That's what I always do. I just go sit in the garage in the car. And it's like your own little mini sound room. So, anyways, let me get back to your question about a colored brochure for the compensation plan. I know we have asked for it many, many times, but it doesn't hurt to ask again. And what I'm going to commission you to do is... first thing Monday morning, pick up the phone and call Nikan. Just call the regular switchboard with 949-789-2000. Let it be on your nickel. Call on your cell phone. That's free. Again, 949-789-2000. Ask to speak to Doug Braun. Okay? And if one or two or 30 or 40 of you did this, it wouldn't hurt at all. Just we'll all hug Doug. Next Monday, July 21st, we'll just all call him and say, hey, Doug, new success kit is great, but I'd really like to do a presentation or at least be able to explain somebody, and especially when they ask, what's the marketing plan look like, I'd really like to have a color brochure, trifold or just single-page flyer, like the beautiful flyer that you put Ann and Miller on that you're throwing out in, you know, everywhere. Because I know they put this in print before. It's been in previous magazines. But why can't we have it on one page flyer? Yes.
Sam, this is Joe. And I'm interrupting just because I just ordered some product brochures. And they do have a color compensation plan in there. Maybe they don't.
Product brochures?
Yes. Okay. No. I didn't mean product brochure. A business brochure.
a business brochure.
And I'm in the car, so I can't tell you what number it is.
There you go, Joe. You get us all jacked up and, you know, excited about this, and then you look
down. It's a price list. On the price list.
Look on the price list, and we're looking for the business brochure.
Yes, it was a 25-pound pack.
Okay, so, let me go. I'll find the item code right now.
Okay.
So we can resolve this right now. Okay, we're looking for a business brochure.
They put a brochure online, and it has the colored comp brochure in it. But if you try to print it, it prints the colored bars across two different pages, and then they so that's problem number one. And the second thing is they took out all of the descriptions for what is required to accomplish each level.
Mm-hmm.
And They
clarified
on each level, so it's got the
chart
for descriptions describing each level, so it's not helpful.
Okay, the item code that Joe was looking for, 911-90011, again, 90011, it's a business opportunity brochure, 25 count for $6, so.
But I will confess that this is true, that brochure just like the one that people say to explain.
Okay.
You know, there's detail because this is using it like a prospect. Okay. Not for training purposes.
Okay. I'm laughing, Joe, because your cell phone gives you that ability to hear your voice, like if I was sticking my fingers in my ear and repeatedly, you know, pushing them in and out, in and out, in and out. It's a little, just a slight bit of distortion. Sorry, I just had to make light of that. But thank you again. So 90011 is the big business opportunity brochure, but so we don't have to all call Doug Braun on Monday. Just cancel that out.
Excuse me, is the money strong?
Go ahead, Molly.
The latest one, 90011, is called Discover the World in Wellness.
Okay.
It's a new one. Doesn't have the color chart.
It does not have the color chart?
It's the newest one. The new order is 90011.
Okay.
90011 is for the leak and business opportunity. The new one is for covering the world in waters. It doesn't have the color chart.
It does not have the color. Okay, so there you go. So retract what I just said about not calling Doug Braun. Everybody, we can hound him on Monday, and he'll find out that I put everybody up to this.
And I have a copy of 90011, and the chart is colored in mine.
It's colored in yours.
But are there any descriptions?
There are no descriptions.
No descriptions.
There are no descriptions, but the chart is colored.
What is the name of the book?
What's the name of the brochure? You've got the new one that does have it in color.
And it says Discover the Wealth to Wealth.
Discover the Wealth to Wealth. So it's got you've got it in color, but it doesn't have the description. So what we're looking for is a color compensation plan with the descriptions, what it takes to attain those, because we all know that as wellness consultants, but it doesn't do any good to hand it to somebody or explain it to them. Say, here, why don't you take a look at this and you'll understand. And for them to remember it all, forget it. That's craziness.
Right.
So we really still need it. So do we have anything else before I wrap this up and go into our accountability portion of the call? Well, you guys, thank you. And again, if you're on the call, and you can always make more sanity for my sake, your host, if you learn the power of those two little keys on your phone, start 6, either way. Hitting it once, we'll mute your line. Hitting it again, we'll unmute it. And we just need to work on a few people that join the call and forget to hit it. So thank you for joining us.